Returning to the situation in Ukraine, and the country's prime minister says his nation is on the brink of disaster after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared he had the right to invade Ukraine. Stefan Boss reports on what is now seen as the biggest confrontation between Moscow and the West since the Cold War.
Ukraine was getting closer to war with neighbouring Russia on Sunday as Ukrainian authorities put all armed forces on highest alert. The move came after Russian troops effectively seized Crimea, the isolated Black Sea peninsula where Moscow has a naval base. On Sunday, they surrounded several small Ukrainian military outposts there and demanded the Ukrainian forces disarm. Some refused. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk accused Moscow of declaring war to his nation.
If President Putin wants to be the president who started the war between two neighboring and friendly countries, between Ukraine and Russia, so he has reached this target with a few inches.
Ukraine's defense ministry was ordered to call up reservists, theoretically all able-bodied men up to 40 in a country with universal male conscription. Experts were quick to warn that financially troubled Ukraine would struggle to find extra guns or uniforms for many of those enlisted. Prime Minister Yatsenyuk appealed for Western support.
We believe that our Western partners and the entire global community will support the territorial integrity and unity of Ukraine.
Officials are concerned that besides Crimea, separatists in other Russian eastern parts of the country will also ask for Russian military intervention. The developments have led to the most serious tensions between the West and Russia since the Cold War. The NATO military alliance has joined those condemning Russia's actions. Yet Russian President Vladimir Putin, who spoke 90 minutes with American President Barack Obama, said he has the right to protect Russian interests. The United States has condemned Russian military movements and threatened to isolate Russia. That may lead to visa bans, asset freezes, trade and investment penalties, and a boycott of a Russian-hosted economic summit in June. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.